This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. There's been an escalation in the debate over medical malpractice insurance. Next week at its annual meeting in Chicago, the American Medical Association will be asked whether it is ethical for a doctor to refuse to treat medical malpractice lawyers. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Dr. Chris Hawk is a general surgeon from Charleston, South Carolina, and when he looks at medical care in his state, he sees potential disaster.
We have one county that has two physicians delivering babies, down from 11 3 years ago. We have a major resort community where one of the neurosurgeons has stopped doing intracranial work, that is, head injuries, and so they don't have a neurosurgeon on call except one out of every 3 nights.
He says doctors have been priced out of delivering certain types of care, which is considered high risk and most likely to be sued. Over the past decade, malpractice insurance premiums have skyrocketed. Dr. Hawk now pays $42,000 a year. That pales compared to OBs in Florida who face premiums as high as $210,000. Why this is happening is a subject of great debate. Lawyers say insurance companies are price gouging. Doctors like Chris Hawk say lawyers bring frivolous lawsuits that cost insurance companies millions of dollars. Hawk says if doctors refuse to care for trial lawyers and their families, then maybe they'll understand what it's like to be a patient who cannot find medical care.
I feel like there's an adversarial situation that is created between plaintiffs' attorneys and physicians, so that I'm not sure that I can give them as good care as I could to a regular person. I don't want to be in that situation where I cannot offer my best to any patient, and therefore I choose not to treat them.
This past March, Hawk even sent a letter to one of his patients, the wife of a trial attorney, telling her she should find another doctor. Hawk wants the AMA to say that's not unethical. He knows the idea is controversial, but he's weary of failed efforts to pass legal reform, things like putting caps on damage awards. Hawk says it's time for more militant options. And he's not alone in his fight-back mentality. 2 years ago, Dr. Jeffrey Siegel created Medical Justice. For a yearly fee, doctors can count on $100,000 worth of preemptive legal help, not to defend themselves, but to fight off lawsuits.
We will contact the attorney explaining what our organization does. That is, it pays the bills to file counterclaims against any proponent of a frivolous suit.
And not long ago, a website dedicated to posting the names of patients who've sued doctors was abandoned after a public outcry. Nonetheless, Jamie Court says the trend toward militance among doctors is frightening. Court directs the California-based Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights.
Doctors are now being punitive with their medical skills and healing skills, and it's going to be a real test of whether organized medicine is going to embrace tactics of a few vengeful doctors who've attempted to blacklist patients and plaintiffs' attorneys and family members of plaintiffs' attorneys for filing medical malpractice cases, whether they're legitimate or not.
Even though it wields influence on Capitol Hill, the AMA now represents only about one-third of the nation's doctors. And if the AMA House of Delegates passes this resolution, it remains to be seen how many physicians would go along with it. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.